There were a number of Kaylees and St. Patrick's Day parades over the weekend around the world. And while we're not drinking anything green, we do have an amazing story to share. It's about Catherine Hughes, an Irish Catholic born in Emerald, PEI. She accomplished a number of firsts in her many careers. She also became politically active for the cause of an independent Ireland. Patrick O'Shale is the Darcy McGee Chair of Irish Studies at St. Mary's University in Halifax. He's devoted 25 years to researching Catherine Hughes' life, and he received a lot of help from Irish historians and scholars on PEI. It's all contained in a beautiful book called Catherine Hughes, A Life and a Journey. Here's part one of our chat. Patrick, it's lovely to meet you.
Lovely to have an opportunity to chat with you, Karen.
How did you come upon Catherine Hughes?
Well, it's a story actually that begins about 25 years ago. By this stage, I'm Irish born. I've newly arrived in Canada to take up a position at St. Mary's University. My area is Irish language literature. And just coincidentally, I happened to come across here in Halifax a play composed by the really well-known Irish language writer, Padraig O'Connor, and this woman by the name of Catherine Hughes, about whom I knew absolutely nothing. So that really was the starting off point for my research.
It turns out she's from PEI. How did you come to find that out?
Well, at around about that time, I was actually very lucky in that, yes, I was here at St. Mary's in Halifax, but I was going to PEI regularly. I was teaching an Irish language course on the island at UPEI, and in that class, I had people such as Brendan O'Grady, the well-known university figure, mm-hmm. and George O'Connor from the Benevolent Irish Society. So in a way, I had as my students people who were able to point me in the right direction when I found out that Catherine Hughes was from Emerald, Prince Edward Island, and they were able to kind of ease my way or make it easy for me to start on the research that way.
Unlike Lucy Maud Montgomery, I take it she didn't keep a lot of journals and notes of her existence.
Yeah, it's really one of the problems I faced over the years in this project was that there were very few personal letters, no diaries. So Catherine Hughes's papers are up in the National Archives, Library and Archives Canada in Ottawa, but really there's very little revealing material there. So in some ways, kind of one of the tasks involved with this project, we're trying to find other sources of information, and that included, of course, newspaper material, materials published in contemporary newspapers, but one of the other sources of information, say, for example, would have been collections of papers involved in individuals involved in Irish politics in Ireland, in Britain, and the United States. And it's within those collections that I came across a fair amount of business-related correspondence from and to Catherine Hughes.
We're going to get into her moving on in life and some of her activities, but what do you think life was like while she was living on the island?
It was Prince Edward Island in the late 1870s. The island had just joined Confederation. Hughes grew up at, it was originally called County Line, renamed Emerald. Of course, Emerald Junction with the railway. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, kind of, she lived in a location outside Charlottetown, a rural area, but at the same time very well connected because of the railway line. The other aspect, of course, about her career was that she grows up in an Irish Catholic family, but it may be not a particularly prosperous Irish Catholic family, but it's a very well-connected Irish Catholic family because her uncle is Cornelius O'Brien, the Catholic Archbishop of Halifax during her lifetime.
Is she able to use that connection?
It's clear, for example, that Catherine herself and a number of her sisters attended Notre Dame Academy in Charlottetown, and that was probably, again, not too sure how much money the family had, but it was probably facilitated in some way because of the Archbishop connection. Similarly, we find the sense of being a Catholic activist running through much of her early career. For example, her first book is, in fact, the biography of her uncle Cornelius O'Brien, and subsequently she's involved in various Catholic enterprises and Catholic organizations.
And so when does she move on from PEI, and what does she do?
Well, she goes through the education system in PEI through Notre Dame Academy, then into Prince of Wales College, where she graduates with her teacher license. By that stage, her parents and most of her brothers and sisters seem to have left the island, and there's some kind of little bit of areas that are unknown there. But Catherine, the first record really we have of that is towards the tail end of the 1890s, when she turns up as a teacher on the native reserve of St. Regis, now better known by the name of Akwesasne, on the international border between the United States and Canada, but also on the provincial border between Ontario and Quebec. And she spends a number of years as a teacher on the reserve there. It's a Catholic Mohawk reserve. Subsequently, she's starting to get interested in the world of literature. She becomes a journalist. She's one of the founding members of the Canadian Women's Press Club, which is a big organization in the professionalization of women journalists in the early years of the 20th century. She moves out to Alberta in 1906, again as a journalist linked in with the Edmonton Bulletin. But in 1908, she moves from the position of journalist to become first provincial archivist of Alberta. And she is the one credited with setting up that new province's archives. And it's during those years in Edmonton when she writes a second biography, this one of the celebrated Oblate missionary, Père Father Albert Lacombe, a famous figure in Western Canada. And it's also during these years in Edmonton when Catherine Hughes sets up the first branch of the Catholic Women's League. The Catholic Women's League only becomes a national organization in 1920, but the first branch was set up in Edmonton in 1912 by Catherine Hughes.
That's Padraig O'Shale. He is the author of Catherine Hughes, A Life and a Journey. It's published by Penumbra Press and is available in Island bookstores. And tomorrow, in part two of our conversation, we'll hear how Catherine Hughes became an activist.